News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107 continue a Christmas tradition with Talk to Santa.
Talk to Santa is sponsored by Foss Jewelers, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, Gracie's Flowers and Gifts, the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, Oberdorf Carbon One, Service First Federal Credit Union, Silver Moon Furniture, Taste of Philly, and Fisher's Boston Pierogies.
Up next, boys and girls will talk to Santa and the elves at the North Pole through the Magic Radio on WKOK and Eagle 107.
Happy holidays from your friends at Service First. Since 1975, Service First Federal Credit Union has been helping its members achieve their financial goals. We've been there when you bought your first car, when you headed off to college, decided to purchase your home, started your business, and even planned for your retirement. As your local credit union, we're looking forward to continuing this tradition. We've got you covered, no matter what may pop up along the way. Whether you're in one of our 11 branch locations or out and about in the community, our credit union team shares 7 core values that ensure our focus is always to strengthen the financial lives of our members and the communities that we call home. Learn more today. Visit serviceone.org. That's serviceone.org. And see why at Service First, we're friends you can bank on. This credit union is federally insured by the NCUA and is an equal housing lender.
There are many reasons to join the Y. Building endurance, getting back into shape, strengthening your heart. But the Y is what you make of it, so make it your own.
My Y is a morning swim and an evening spin class.
My Y is a personal trainer who helps me realize my potential.
My Y is a community where everyone fits in.
My Y is where I learned to swim as a kid, where my daughter learned how to swim as a kid, and where my granddaughter will learn to swim as a kid.
The Y is a place for families to go together and for kids to learn that an active, healthy lifestyle can be fun. Children learn how to reach for new goals, families spend quality time together, and we all build and grow relationships that deepen our sense of belonging. When you join the Y, you're committing to more than simply becoming healthier. You are supporting the values and programs that strengthen our community. Stop in at one of our 4 branches located in Sunbury, Milton, Mifflinburg, and Lewisburg. Take a tour and learn more about Y programs. The Y is for a better you. The Y is for a better me. The Y for a better us.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Good evening and welcome to Talk to Santa. I'm your host, Ann Blugis, and I thank you for tuning in to the Magic Radio. Oh, it's a chilly night outside, isn't it?
It's really cold.
So I'm so glad you, our listeners, can just kind of relax, take a little break from all the hustle and bustle. This time of year, it's so busy, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, look at you. All so quiet, well-behaved. Everybody thinking they'll get a gold star tonight?
Maybe.
Yes.
I'm pretty positive you will. Are you ready to try to contact? Who's the guy with the big white beard and the red suit and the hat? What's his name?
Santa
Claus. That's right. That was a little quiz and you all passed. So what do you say? I know you have a lot to tell Santa. Should we try to contact the North Pole? Yes? Okay, but first I think you should clear your throats, make sure our lungs are powered up. Ready? Come on. We don't want to strain a voice box, but okay. you know what? I think maybe even just our laughter might get Santa's attention. So remember, we have a special song. Lorenzo, it's your first time here on the Magic Radio. Will you count to 3 for us? And then we'll start to try to contact Santa.
1, 2, 3.
Santa, Santa, Santa,
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 Santa, Santa,
Santa,
Santa,
Santa.
You did it. You did it. Good job, everybody. High fives. You're little rock stars, you are.
Elmer,
this won't hurt a bit.
Yeah, that's what you said last time when you gave me the flu shot.
It's not a shot. I'm just taking your temperature.
I don't know. That thing looks pointy to me.
Everyone has to be in perfect condition for the big night.
Perfect condition? I've been working out for months.
There. Now that wasn't so bad, was it?
Do you really want me to answer that?
Take 2 chocolate chip cookies and call me in the morning.
Excuse me, Dr. Emma.
Yes, Nurse Jingles, how can I help you?
We have a patient that needs your attention.
Differential diagnosis, Nurse Jingles. What seems to be the problem?
It's a teddy bear, Doctor. It's losing his fluff.
A teddy bear's losing his fluff? Well, he won't make it till Christmas. We need a fluff transfusion. Stat. Prep him for surgery and I'll be there in a minute. Scalpel. Forceps. Clamp off his foot. Let's make a small incision. Begin fluff transfusion. All right. He's good as new. Sew him back up. That teddy bear is going to make a boy or girl very happy this Christmas. Nice job, everybody. Now we just have to wait for him to wake up. Put him in the recovery room, and I'll be able to check on him after I talk to the kids in Central PA. Hello, Miss Ann. How are you?
Hi, Emma. I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Well, the boys and girls and I heard that little incident. So you have to wait to check on him?
Yep.
Think he's doing well?
He's recovering. He's sleeping.
Emma, you are just amazing. Is there nothing that you cannot do?
I haven't found one yet.
I forgot to tell all of you. Emma has a new title. Emma, please share.
I'm the super duper boss of everything, president.
And you're also, what, Miss Sparkles? Is it Miss Sparkles or Queen Sparkle?
I am the Queen Sparkles.
Queen Sparkles?
Queen of Sparkles.
And really, the only person that has power over you would be Santa and then Mrs. Claus, right?
Yep, I am the CEO. I am the chief elf operator.
My goodness.
That
teddy bear is looking really well. He's up and dancing now.
Yay!
Oh, my goodness. You super duper queen of elves. President. Emperor.
Emperor Santa. That little elf head is going to whoop, whoop, whoop.
I'm going to need a bigger business card.
I think you're going to need a couple business cards, Emma. Well, Santa Claus, how are you today?
Oh, my goodness. Quite well. Working hard. Getting ready for the boys and girls. Less than 2 weeks to go before we have to be out delivering toys around the world, Miss Anne.
Oh, Santa, it's so hard to believe Christmas is so close. So we really, really thank you for taking some time tonight. Take a little time off and relax, because I promise you we are going to have loads of fun here in the Magic Radio Room. And when we come back, Santa and Emma, our first guest tonight, and it is his very first time on the Magic Radio, we'll be talking with Lorenzo Nimo. Did I get it right? Yes. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK, Eagle 107, and you can also listen to us online.
Tradition that dates back over 100 years. Fisher's Boston Pierogies has been supplying families for generations with the best pierogies in the business. As indicated by many accounts over the years, it is the love they put into their pierogies that makes them so very special. And they're not afraid to tell you that that is their secret. Every single pierogi has a touch of love inside, just like mom and grandma always included in their homemade favorites. Fisher's Boston Pierogies has an extensive line of flavors as well as traditional pierogies year-round. Check some of these flavors out. The original potato and cheese, sweet cabbage, sauerkraut, loaded baked potato pierogi, hot cheese and potato, Philadelphia cheesesteak, meatball parmesan, roasted garlic and parsley mashed, and that's just some of the pierogi flavors available at Fisher's Boston Pierogies. Check them out, 401 North Shamokin Street in Shamokin. Open Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4. They're also online at fishersboston.com and Fisher's Boston Pierogies on Facebook.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. My first guest tonight is Lorenzo Nimo. Hi, Lorenzo.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Well, welcome to the Magic Radio Room. Say hi, Santa and Ella.
Hi.
Say
Oh, my goodness. Well, Lorenzo, that's so good to hear your voice first time here on the Magic Radio. And welcome and Merry Christmas.
Welcome to the Magic Radio Room.
That's Emma. That's the super-duper elf in charge of everything, Lorenzo. Can you believe all that she does? So, you have some family that's listening. Who would you like to say hello to?
Santa.
Oh, that's it. Number one on Lorenzo's list, Santa.
Oh, well, a Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Oh.
So, did you get to go to preschool? Did you get to go to school today?
Really?
Well, tell me all about your preschool. What's it like? What do you get to do when you're there?
Play.
You get to play all day? Emma, we're wondering, do you get to play all day?
No, I have to work. I have to make toys. But, I mean, there are worse jobs.
That's true. Emma's got a fun job, though. So, like, what do you get to play at school? And do you have circle time? And does the teacher read you stories? And you sing songs? Is she reading any Christmas stories?
Yes. I sing Jingle Bells there.
You sing Jingle Bells? Does that mean you've been practicing for Santa?
How's Rudolph?
Oh, my goodness. Rudolph, come on in here. Oh, Rudolph is fine. Oh, my goodness. We've just charged up his nose, so it's flashing brightly, and he's practicing takeoffs and landings.
So Rudolph works really hard on Christmas Eve pulling Santa's sleigh. Do you always leave something for the reindeer and especially for Rudolph to eat? Do you know what they like? Carrots. What else, Santa? Apples and...
Oats.
Oh, my goodness. Acorns.
They like cookies.
Oh, well, I like cookies. Emma likes cookies.
I like cookies!
Rudolph likes cookies, too.
Reindeer cookies.
Do you plan on... Is Mom going to be baking some Christmas cookies, Mom and Dad? Do you help bake the cookies? No. Wait a minute. I got a feeling you help. You probably taste the cookies, don't you? Yes. You don't need a cookie. You mean to tell me they're baking all these cookies and it smells oh so good, you don't have a cookie or two? Just one. Do you like chocolate chip?
Do you say yes?
Yes. Ask Santa what his favorite cookie is.
Chocolate chip.
Anything chocolate, right, Santa Claus?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, chocolate chip is particularly good. As soon as Lorenzo said chocolate chip, my ears just pricked right up.
So at school, did you tell your teacher that you would be on the Magic Radio? What's your teacher's name?
Miss Casey?
Oh, well, maybe Santa will wish her a Merry Christmas. Santa?
Hello?
I was just warming up my voice for a big old Merry Christmas.
Come on, Santa. I think you were dreaming about chocolate chip cookies.
Well, you caught me on that one.
So, Lorenzo, how was your Thanksgiving?
Good.
Good? What did you eat? Did you have lots of turkey? No turkey? What did you have? Wait, spaghetti and meatballs? Grilled cheese? Let's see. Pizza? No. You're smiling. What did you have? Do you like turkey? Yeah. Do you get tired after you eat like a big meal on the holiday like that? Take a little nap? Santa does that too, don't you, Santa?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Naps are good.
Naps are always good. Do you have to take a nap at preschool? No, you know, there's no quiet time where you get to just relax for a little bit? There is, yes. Tell Santa, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now, at preschool, are you doing lots of coloring and maybe some painting and drawing some Christmas pictures? Are you? Do you ever think, Lorenzo, about leaving one for Santa? Do you ever do that? Yes. Ask Santa if you left him a picture. What do you think he would do with that? Wait till you hear this.
I draw one at at school.
You did?
Oh, well, my goodness. If you send that to the North Pole with us, leave it with the cookies, we'll make sure it's here on the big old refrigerator in the North Pole kitchen all year long.
Yep, everybody's got a spot in the refrigerator.
Oh, wow, Lorenzo, did you hear that? So if you leave that picture out for Santa, he'll take that back to the North Pole.
That's pretty awesome, right?
So when you're not at preschool, what do you like to do? Do you like any sports? What do you like to play?
Toys.
Toys.
Let me guess. Trucks, cars.
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 We're working on those, Lorenzo. Whoa.
And Ghostbusters.
And Ghostbusters?
Okay.
Do you have a lot of...
Are you afraid of ghosts?
Emma's not afraid of ghosts. Oh, speaking of being afraid, tell Emma, what is your pet? And what's your pet's name?
Rascal.
What is Rascal?
Cat.
Oh. Mistletoe, we heard?
No, that was me.
She sounds like a cat, doesn't she?
Meow.
Tell me about, is Rascal very friendly?
Really?
So if he sees Emma and the other elves, he or she, it'll be okay? Now, is the cat behaving around your Christmas tree? Because sometimes I know they like to get in some trouble around a tree. Is your tree all decorated and... Did you help decorate it?
Yeah.
You did?
Now, I bet, so you have lots of cars and other toys. Do Mom and Dad ask you to try to pick up all your toys and... Is your room pretty clean?
Yes.
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 Okay, because Emma also has to peek in. She checks on all the boys and girls' bedrooms, make sure they're nice and clean. One of your many jobs, right, Emma?
Yep, I'm the official room inspector.
I think you should leave her some extra cookies. What do you think?
Yeah.
Are you going to be the first one awake on Christmas morning? Do you wake Mom and Dad up?
Do you? Is it hard for you to go to sleep?
Yes.
It is.
So you leave out all the goodies for Santa Claus and you leave your picture. Do you wear special pajamas and will you put your stocking on? What's your stocking look like?
I'm red.
And does it have your name on it? Santa will know which one is yours. So, now you said you've been practicing some Christmas songs at school. Are you ready to sing a song for Santa?
Ask him if Rudolph's still there.
Is Rudolph still there?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, Rudolph, come on over here and listen to Lorenzo.
He heard his name.
Emma, since it's Lorenzo's first time in the Magic Radio, may we please have a special drum roll?
Absolutely.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride one's own sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride one's own sleigh.
Oh, my goodness, Lorenzo. Only 4 years old and wow. What a fine voice. Oh.
Oh, you made Santa very happy. So, Lorenzo, what will make you very happy on Christmas morning? What are you hoping Santa brings for you this year?
Toys.
Oh, yeah. Toy. Any special toy that you want to tell him?
Which one?
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters!
Emma likes those, too. And do you like surprises? Should we ask Santa to bring you some surprises?
Yes, please.
Well, my goodness, Lorenzo. Let's take a look at Lorenzo. Nimo, 4 years old, first time at the Magic Radio. What's it say in Santa Claus's great big book?
Oh, right. It says here, Lorenzo Nimo. Okay, it says here that he's doing well, helping clean up after dinner, and he's putting his belongings away. That's really good. But, Lorenzo, it says here that you could improve on being nicer to Mommy and Daddy. Can you be nicer to Mommy and Daddy?
Yeah.
All right. He's a good boy, Santa Claus.
Well, let's take a look at the workbench here. Oh, my goodness. I'll bet this pile of surprises is bigger than Lorenzo himself. And look at this over here, Emma. Don't mention what it is.
I won't.
But we will be bringing along a Ghostbusters firehouse.
All right.
Well, Emma.
Yes, and of course.
Let's give Lorenzo a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Lorenzo. Merry Christmas.
Whoa! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You did a great job for your first time in the Magic Radio, Lorenzo. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Well, Santa Claus, when we come back, we'll be talking with the lovely Sloan Bowman. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK, Eagle 107, and you can also listen to us online.
So you're hungry, but you're busy. As mealtime gets closer, you feel like your day is slowly winding. Satisfy that hunger with Taste of Philly and Sealand's Grill. Pick up or have your order delivered and enjoy their own Philly cheese sauce from different cheese blends. Nothing ever comes from a can. And Bucknell and SU students get an extra 10% off your order with your school ID. Seniors also get a 10% discount. And join Ice Cold Pepsi, too, at Taste of Philly, South Water Street in Sealand's Grill. Open Wednesday and Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 8, and Sunday, noon till 7. Find them on Facebook, too.
Making your list and checking it twice? Stop by Gracie's for everything nice. Whether it's a snowman, Santa, or Christmas bouquet, call Gracie's Flowers with delivery same day. Give sparkle. Give sweet. Give Gracie's to the neighbor down the street, the babysitter, mail carrier, and those that deliver our news. Give Gracie's to them to chase away the blues. For everything to deck the halls, Gracie's has wreaths and centerpieces to spruce up the walls. A gift from Gracie's surely will please and put your holiday budget worries at ease. Grab the family and head to Gracie's this season. It's the merriest place for a terrific selection of gifts for any reason.
With extended holiday hours, Gracie's Flowers is now open from 8:30 till 7 through December 22nd. Closed on Sundays and closing at 4 on Christmas Eve. Gracie's Flowers, 901 North Market Street, or online at graciesflowers.com. Open late to make it convenient for you.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Okay, welcome back to Talk to Santa.
Whoa. Oh, my goodness. Miss Ann, your voice has changed. Much more mature. Oh.
That's a special little greeting for you, Santa Claus.
Did
from
we change host and nobody told me? Why did nobody tell me?
Oh, the super duper elf did not know. You surprised her. Say hello, Emma.
Hi, Emma.
Hi!
This is Sloan Santa Claus.
Hello, well, Sloan.
Hello.
My goodness, Sloan. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Oh.
Santa, Sloan looks like she could be on a Christmas card or sitting on top of our tree. Absolutely beautiful. Are you ready, Queen of Sparkles, for this?
Excuse me, I was addressed formally. Can I help you?
She likes to talk formally, so would you please tell her how you are dressed? Start with your beautiful bow.
My bow is glittery.
Oh, my goodness. Calm down now. There's more to come.
My dress is glittery.
Oh, my goodness. Calm down.
And my dress is red.
Wow.
Oh, Santa loves red.
And it says Merry Christmas.
And the best is, tell her about these.
I'm
and
waiting.
I have knee highs that are sparkly.
Oh my goodness, calm down.
Santa put both hands on her little elf shoulders. Keep her still.
Oh my, I can't catch her.
Well. And I have glittery shoes.
Oh my goodness, Sloan. Slow down now.
Did you wear all those sparkles for me?
Did you wear them for Emma? Say yes.
Yes.
Yeah! Sparkles.
Well, you look absolutely beautiful. And Sloan, will you be okay if Emma tries those shoes on Christmas Eve?
No.
Off limits.
Those are special shoes, right?
Yes.
Okay. You could look, Emma, but don't touch, right, Sloan?
Yes.
All right.
Well, we're so glad to have you here in the Magic Radio. And it sounds to me like you have a little fan club. Lots of people listening to you tonight. Who should we say hello to?
Miss Natalie, Edza's team, and Grandpa, and Miss Edza's team, and
Gigi and Papa.
Oh, my goodness.
You got a whole fan club.
To each and every one a very Merry Christmas from Sloan. Oh.
Merry Christmas to all of Sloan's peeps.
All your peeps. Did you get to spend time with your peeps on Thanksgiving?
Yes.
You did. And how was your Thanksgiving?
Good.
Good? What was your favorite part of the Thanksgiving meal?
Corn.
I love corn. Do you like turkey and mashed potatoes?
I don't like mashed potatoes. I like turkey.
Ooh, yum. And what did you have for dessert?
I didn't really have anything for dessert.
No. You're too full from all the turkey probably, right?
No.
No. Well, I'm sure maybe, do you like pumpkin pie?
Yeah. No.
No?
I like pie.
You don't like pie?
No.
Nope to pie, Santa Claus. Two thumbs down.
My goodness. Old Santa loves pie.
I'll eat it for you.
Did you hear that? Emma will eat it for you.
Okay.
Oh, that might have been a little hint from Emma to leave a pie on Christmas Eve. I don't know.
I'm just saying, I will take one for the team, and I will eat your pies for you.
She's very happy to help you, Sloan. So, sweetheart, tell Santa Claus this is a big year. What? You go to school, right?
Uh-huh.
Great.
I go to preschool Nori Kristen.
Preschool. So how is preschool? Do you love it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you go today?
Yes.
Tell Santa Claus, what is a day like? What happens when you go to preschool?
I play, and then I do circle time, and then we go color, and then I play again, and then I have snack time, and then I get my papers and put them into my backpack.
Oh, my, it's a busy day at preschool.
It sounds it, and I'm so glad you have fun. We're kind of having circle time here in the Magic Radio Room, right?
Uh-huh.
So when you're in circle at preschool, what do you do at circle time?
We sing songs, and we do jobs, and we do the day, and we do the month.
Oh, wow. It sounds like your teacher makes it so much fun. And is your classroom, does it have Christmas decorations?
No.
Well, how about your house? Have you had time to get your house decorated?
Yeah.
Tell me about that. What does it look like?
It looks like,
Is your tree ready?
Yes.
Can you tell me, how tall is your tree? Is it bigger than an elf?
Yes, it is way bigger than an elf.
Way bigger than a couple. It's like a couple of Emmas stacked on top of one another, right?
Yes.
That sounds dangerous.
Yeah, we don't want to be stacking elves, but hey, wait a second, Sloan.
What?
Have you spotted any little elves around your house? Really? Uh-oh.
According to my notes, Madison is spying on Sloan.
Madison is at your house? No way. Oh, did you see Madison today?
Yes. She was in our stockings.
Was she sleeping?
No.
Just hanging out in your stocking?
Yes.
Well, I think, Emma, is that an approved location?
Yes.
Yes. But you know what, son? I've been hearing from lots of the boys and girls that some of these elves are crazy. They're, like, hanging out in places like the cookie jar.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Snacks.
Laying on the couch watching TV.
Uh-huh.
Playing games. Has Madison done any of that?
No, but she has been silly.
She has been silly.
Well, yeah. Silly is permitted, but if they're looking like they're on vacation, that's when I get a little miffed.
And you know why? Do you know why that is?
No.
Well, it's because Emma is working so hard in the North Pole. So, you know, she gets a little jealous when she hears that the elves are, you know, watching TV, playing games, and eating cookies all day. But makes it sound like that would be a fun job, doesn't it?
Yes.
I want to be a helper elf Santa Claus. Sign me up. So, Sloan, do you and Stella have to share a bedroom?
No.
So you have your own room?
Mm-hmm.
Now I have to ask, Tell me about your room. Let's say, is it super clean?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
She didn't even hesitate, Santa.
Oh, that is so good to hear. And my Emma's going to be very happy.
I have Rudolph out.
What?
She had stuffed Rudolph?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And he's in your bedroom?
Yes.
So she has decorated her bedroom, Emma, for Christmas.
Does she have a song for Rudolph?
Yes.
Are you ready to sing? Don't forget. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Okay. You want the boys and girls to help you?
No.
Okay, here she goes, Santa.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee.
Yippee!
You wouldn't let Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer go down in history.
Whoa! Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Oh, Rudolph, calm down. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Rudolph, be quiet now. That was wonderful, Sloan.
That was fantastic, Sloan.
Sloan, what would you like for Christmas?
What?
What would you like for Christmas this year?
I want a Vampirina house. I want an Anna and Elsa doll. I want an Anya and Elsa doll. And I want a unicorn. And I want some doll stuff. And I want a Mo's claw machine. And I want a Hatsimals vet.
Well, my goodness, let's throw a couple of surprises in there. And Emma, let's look up Sloan Bowman in our great big book here at the North Pole.
All right. It says here that Sloan is doing well with her manners and is a great friend. That's really good. Now, it says here, Sloan, you could improve on trying more new foods. Just try them a little bit. It's important for you to try them. You never know. You might like them. Can you do that?
I will.
All right. She's a good girl, Santa Claus.
Well, let's take a look at this work. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Look over here. Oh, so many things for Sloan. Oh, and don't tell her about that. And over here, we're going to take her a Vampirina house.
Wow.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Oh, let's give Sloan Bowman a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Sloan. Oh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, sweetheart. It was wonderful to have you here. Well, Santa Claus, when we come back, we'll be talking with Mr. Ethan Wolf. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK, Eagle 107, and you can also listen to us online.
I can't wait to go to Silver Moon Furniture.
Why is that?
Well, I'm looking for a living room group, and with my purchase, I hear that they're giving each person a free lifelike Christmas tree. It will look great with the new furniture.
Great prices, I always hear.
Let's go now.
Enjoy the quality and unmatched customer service at Silver Moon Furniture in Lewisburg. Silver Moon Furniture features beautifully crafted American-made furniture. One of the things that sets Silver Moon Furniture apart from the other stores is their ability to customize your furniture with exactly the right upholstery as well as other features. Plus, you can choose from over 450 styles of upholstery, 8 types of wood. Open Monday through Friday from 9 till 5 p.m., Saturday and Sunday from 10 till 5 p.m. Silver Moon Furniture, located at 211 Silver Moon Lane in Lewisburg, across from the Silver Moon Flea Market.
And meet me at the Silver Moon.
And girls, you can see Santa and Mrs. Claus this Sunday morning in person. Santa will be at the Silver Moon Flea Market, Route 15, Lewisburg, this Sunday. Moms and dads, you will love the treasures you find at Silver Moon Flea Market, too, every Sunday.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me now is Mr. Ethan Wolf, and he's been with us before. Welcome back to the Magic Radio. How are you?
Good.
Good. Well, it's good to see you again. Will you stop growing? You're getting so tall. Where have you been? How old are you now? Tell Santa Claus.
8.
And what grade are you in?
2nd.
Whoa, Ethan, I hear 2nd grade. The boys and girls tell me they get lots more homework in 2nd grade. Mm-hmm. Do you?
Yes.
Yes. Now, do Mom and Dad have to remind you to do your homework, or do you come home from school and get it done?
Yes, I get it done.
Well, Mom, Dad, they're nodding, yes, okay.
Good.
How have Mom and Dad been this year? There was no hesitation there, Santa.
Oh, no, I heard that.
He'll still peek in the big book, though. Because that's what Santa does, right?
Yes.
Did you tell? Okay, so you have to have a fan club because you've been on the Magic Radio before. Anybody special you want to say hello to?
The Stampede Hockey Team.
Hockey Team, Santa Claus.
Well, Merry
the Stampede!
Christmas to the hockey team.
So how is hockey going? Do you really like that, don't you?
And I only had 4 games, and I got 11 goals.
11
goals? My goodness
gracious.
Wow.
I ran out of fingers to count them all.
Well, congratulations. That's awesome. I'm glad you like that. Do you watch a lot of hockey on TV, too?
No.
You don't follow the Penguins?
I don't like the Penguins.
Uh-oh. Poo-poo to the Penguins, Emma.
Poo-poo to the Penguins.
Now, that's the hockey team, the Pittsburgh Penguins, Emma. Not penguins in general, right? You like penguins.
I love penguins.
Yeah, me too. You know what I always tell Emma about penguins? I want to hug a penguin. Don't you want to hug a penguin?
Yes.
They're so cute.
They don't run very fast.
That's right. I'm sure you could catch them, especially if you were on skates, right?
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of really cute, who's this little girl in the ponytail, the pigtails here that you brought along?
Sin.
Your baby sister. How's she been this year?
Good.
Can we say hi to Emerson?
Hi, Santa.
Oh, my goodness. Hello there, and Merry Christmas. Oh. Merry Christmas. Oh.
So, Ethan, you are the big brother.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a lot of work?
No.
No? Well, I'm sure you have to keep an eye on Emerson, make sure she doesn't get into anything that she could hurt herself.
Mm-hmm.
Does she like to hang out with you, follow you around?
Yes.
Does she? Spoken like a true big brother. So, Ethan, have you spotted any, any little elfin?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, based on your face, that yes. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Good thing.
Good thing?
It was a good thing because we know that Buzz sends back very, very good reports on Ethan.
Good reports. That's good. So how is school going? Do you have a favorite subject that you like to work on?
Math.
Oh, that is wonderful.
That's really good. Santa likes to hear that. And, would you like to give Santa a little math problem to solve?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Go ahead.
No.
Don't give him a tough one now. He's had a rough day.
6 divided by 10.
Oh, my goodness. 6. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5. And 10. You can't do it. It's impossible.
You tried to stump Santa Claus. I figured Emma would jump all over that one.
Well, there's some left over.
Well, we already ate that.
Just can't do it, Ethan. So, okay, out of you and your sisters, I'm thinking, are you the first one up and you get the whole family awake Christmas morning?
Mm-hmm.
You do? When'd you put your stocking out?
We put it out already.
Oh, you did? Wow. Mm-hmm. Are you so excited? Are you counting down the days?
Yes.
So are you going to be playing some hockey and really relaxing over your Christmas break? Well, now, you're not singing tonight, right? You don't want to sing? I think he wants to get straight to his list, Santa Claus.
Why, my goodness. Let's hear that list.
All right.
Would you like... does this need a special drum roll?
Yes. Drum roll, please. All right. Take it away, Ethan! I want...
It's so hard when the moment's here, I know, Ethan.
He was all excited,
okay.
Then he forgot.
I know. Wait, okay, deep breath, inhale. Okay, now here we go.
No pressure. I want a drone with a camera, laser tag, a police station Lego set, two Minecraft Lego sets. I think they're called Scholarita and Bedrock Adventure, and Star Wars minifigures and Minecraft minifigures.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, how about some surprises along with that, Ethan?
Yes.
All right, let's take a look in this great big book here at the North Pole and see what we might have for Ethan Wolf.
All right, it says here that Ethan is doing well helping with his little sister, Emerson. That's wonderful, because she's going to watch everything you do, because she wants to be a big girl. So she's going to watch it all. And now it says here, Ethan, you could improve by turning the iPad off when you're told to. Only so much time on the iPad, okay? Can you turn it off?
I promise.
All right, he's a good boy, Santa Claus.
My goodness, let's take a look at the workbench here at the North Pole. And oh, for Ethan Wolf, oh my goodness, a wonderful pile of surprises. And here is something that's a mystery. We'll call that a mystery, Emma.
A mystery. And,
oh my goodness, let's bring him a Minecraft Lego set. Oh,
all right.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
It's time to give Ethan Wolf a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Ethan. Merry Christmas. Whoa.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, let's pinky swear on that iPod. Okay, Emma, he did it. Since we didn't do elf ears, did you hear that?
All right.
All right. Well, I hope you and your family have a wonderful Christmas. Nice to have you here. Well, Santa Claus, when we come back, we'll be talking with the lovely Stella Bowman. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Oh, what do you get someone that has everything? What if they don't like the color, the size, the style? I was so confused last year. Not this year. I'm buying my friends and family gift cards from Garfield's Restaurant and Pub. Purchase $25 in gift cards and receive a $5 gift card free. And the more you purchase in gift cards, the more you get free. And I like free. Plus, they have a delicious $10.99 steak special in November through December. Quench your thirst and wash it all down with a refreshing cold Dr. Pepper. Catering is available, too, for your next holiday or party. It's always great times, great taste at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub in the Susquehanna Valley Mall or online at garfields.net.
It is at this magical and wondrous time of year when everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One wishes you and your families all the joys this season brings. May your time with family and friends be the source of memories that you will treasure all through the years. Your friends at Oberdorf's Carpet One would like to take this moment to thank you for your business, and they look forward to serving you again in the upcoming new year. May you have a delightful and holiday season and cherish the old and new memories made. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One. So remember, as you check your list not once but dozens of times, as you bring out that special decoration or tree that's been in the family for years, as you add new ones the kids just made in school, your friends at Oberdorf's Carpet One just south of Lewisburg on Route 15 want you to know they wish you the very best this holiday season has to give. Merry Christmas and a very happy and healthy new year from everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One. Oberdorf's Carpet One, just south of Lewisburg on Route 15.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa.
Whoa, my goodness.
We lost Miss Ann again.
Just took a little break, Emma. Just a little break. That's it. Stella did a nice job, though, didn't she?
Yes, she did. Hi,
my
Stella.
My goodness, yes.
Hi, Santa.
Well, Stella, you sound so good down there in Sunbury.
Stella! No? No streetcar named Desire? None? No?
I knew you were going to do that, Emma.
Stella!
She loves your name. When she sings and screams out a name, she really loves it. She loves all the names, but that's a good one.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Stella, you have a lot of people that Santa may say hello to. Who's listening?
My teacher, Mrs. Stetler, Grandpa, Giggy, and Papa.
Well, my goodness. To teachers and relatives and, oh, my goodness, everybody in Stella's family, Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas! Oh!
Did you have lots of fun with your family over Thanksgiving?
Yes, the day after Thanksgiving, I went to Disney World.
Oh, my goodness. Madison said she had a good time there.
You took Madison with you?
Or did you know Madison went with you?
She stayed at my house, and then when I came back, my sister found her, and I was so surprised.
Well, she had been at Disneyland. Oh!
She was spying!
What's her favorite ride?
Oh, my goodness. I think the Magic Mountain.
I never asked her.
Emma will have to check on it. I bet she couldn't name a favorite ride. She probably loves them all, right?
What about the teacups?
Yeah. Teacups? Did you ride the teacups?
No.
What was your favorite ride?
Rock and Roll Coaster.
Oh, we love that, too.
That sounds like an Emma kind of ride to me.
Yeah.
Could you imagine taking Emma on the Rock and Roll Coaster?
I bet she would scream and fall off the seat.
You're probably right.
No doubt.
That's a fair assessment.
You'd have to keep an arm around her. Well, I bet your sister was lots of fun at Disney.
Yeah.
I have been very impressed with how well-behaved you two are. You're the older sister.
Yes.
Yes, I detect a little yes. Is that a lot of work being the big sister?
Sometimes.
Well, she just probably wants to spend lots of time with you.
Sometimes she gets annoying.
Well.
Uh-oh. Well, you know what? She doesn't mean to be annoying. She just likes to follow you around and see what you're up to.
She just loves you. She
loves
just wants
you,
to
loves you.
Wants to spend lots of time with you. But I get it. We understand, right, Emma?
Yep, absolutely. But understand that Emerson really, really loves you and wants to see what you're up to. Because she's learning all the time. See, you learn just in school.
You said the wrong name.
I said the wrong name. I'm sorry. What did I miss?
That's okay, Emma, because Emerson is here sitting with her brother and her sister.
Oh, I got confused. I'm sorry.
That's okay, Emma, because we throw lots of names at Emma every night.
Well, I have the big book. I have it open, but I added the wrong page.
Now, this poor elf has had a very busy day.
It has been a very busy day. But anyway, back to little sisters. They watch you, and they learn all the time. Like, you learn in school, babies learn all the time. They learn all the time. Until they go to school, then they learn in school.
So speaking of school, how are you studying hard? How are your report cards? How's your school year?
Well, today I just took a math test, and I got 100 on it.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Congratulations, Stella.
Thank you.
That's wonderful, honey. It sounds like you... Do you like school?
Yes.
What's your favorite part? Please don't say recess or lunch.
I like to do daily five.
Ooh, what's daily five?
It's where we do different switches, and my teacher calls us back to the reading table, and we do the reading table, and we have homework to do. We read a book, and we have literature circle jobs.
Oh, my goodness, that sounds like a wonderful day.
It does. I'm so glad to hear that you like school. And, oh, Santa, she is in an awesome sport. Tell Santa what you get to do.
I get to swim.
Oh, it's pretty cold out there, isn't it?
I swim indoors.
Ooh, that's a very good idea.
Otherwise, it turns into ice skating real fast.
It would, right?
Yeah.
Do you like to ice skate?
I've never done it.
Oh, that's fun. I bet you would be really good at that. So tell me about swimming. How long have you been doing this?
It's my second year.
Wow. Good luck with that. You have swim meets a lot, like competitions and...
Yeah.
And how often do you have to practice?
We do it every Sunday. Sometimes we have meets on Sunday or Saturday, and we do it every Monday and Wednesday.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun.
So I'm guessing you love to go to the beach in the summer.
Yes.
Yes, me too. Santa likes the beach too. Did you know that?
No.
And he's got quite the bathing suit, according to the elves, they tell me. Right, Santa Claus?
Well, it fits.
I'm thinking it's probably, what color do you think it would be?
Red and green.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It has little holly berries all over it.
Well, now there's an image for all of us. So, sweetheart,
You can't be mad at me, Miss Ann. You started it.
Okay, that's okay, Emma. It is actually a very funny image. It'll make me smile. So, your house is ready, it sounds like, for Christmas?
Yes.
Are you on baking cookie detail?
We haven't done that yet.
Well, you still have time, right? And how about the condition of your bedroom? Like, there isn't a disaster or a warning sign on the door, right?
I don't play in my bedroom.
So I take it it's nice and neat and clean?
Yes.
Good job.
All right, I like the sound of that, Missy Ann.
Well, I think you're going to like the sound of this, Emma, because this young lady is singing songs at school. So are you ready for your song for Santa now?
Yes.
Okay. How about a little drum roll, Emma, please?
I'm ready.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Whoa! Oh, my goodness, Stella. What a wonderful job. And soon I'll be out in my 9 reindeer open sleigh. Oh!
Wow, that was terrific, honey. Thank you so much. Are you ready, though? I think you still have something very important to tell Santa. What are you hoping for Christmas?
I want an iPad and a big stuffed animal, T.Y., and some crafts, some surprise crafts.
Well, my goodness. We'll throw some surprises in there, Emma. Let's see what it says about Stella Bowman in Santa Claus's great big book.
All right. It says here that Stella is doing well with being a great friend at school, and she's doing well at school, too, but it says here that Stella could improve on listening the first time she is told to do something. So, Miss Ann.
I'm on it, Emma.
It's time for elf ears.
Hands, both hands behind your ears. There you go. She's on point, Emma.
Did you pull them? Did you make little points at the end?
Yepers.
All right. Those are your elf ears. And they work. I know they do. So, they are for listening when your family tell you to do something the first time. Okay?
Okay.
All right. See you, Santa Claus.
Well, let's take a look at the workbench here. Oh, we mentioned that Stella likes surprises. And look at this one and that one. Oh, my goodness. I'm particularly happy with this one. And we think we're going to be bringing Stella a rainbow loom bracelet maker.
Oh, right. Make me a bracelet.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Stella a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Stella.
Have you liked the pictures that me and Sloan have drawn for you?
Absolutely, they're on the fridge.
Oh, my goodness, we look at them every day. Merry Christmas, Stella.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays. Whoa!
Merry Christmas to you, sweetheart, and your whole family. Well, Santa Claus, she's been waiting patiently. When we return, we'll be talking with a lovely Reese Wolf. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK, Eagle 107, and you can also listen to us online.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even your spouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, waiting for a gift from Father. Strollers to be there. Your wife was nestled all snug in your bed, while visions of diamonds danced in her head. Suddenly, outside there arose such a clatter. You sprang from your bed to see what was the matter, when what to your wondering eyes should appear but a bald-headed man saying, "Hi, Dan Fossifoss Strollers here." Dan whistled and shouted and called from your list, "Now diamonds, now sapphire, now emeralds and rubies, on rings, on pendants, on bracelets and earrings." He was dressed to the nines with a handful of jewels, and with a grin said, "Don't worry, guys, I'll bring you some tolls." And you heard Dan exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all from Foss Jewelers." That's right.
Foss Jewelers. We're located on Route 522 in Silsgrove and online at FossJewelers.com.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome to back to Talking with the Tooth Fairy.
Talking with the Tooth Fairy? Wait a minute, did we switch shows, Santa Claus? When did this happen? Did we get fired? Santa, we got fired! Time to go!
Uh-oh. Sorry, Emma, we just grabbed the wrong microphone.
I see how it is. Are you cheating on us?
No. That was pretty funny, though. Thank you.
Are you talking with the Tooth Fairy? Who have you been with?
No, Emma, I swear, right? We're not really talking to the Tooth Fairy. Just Emma and Santa.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, welcome back to the Magic Radio. How are you?
Good.
You look absolutely beautiful tonight.
Can you tell Emma what color your dress is and these rockin' boots? Wow.
My dress is navy blue, and my boots are brown.
And she looks absolutely beautiful. Emma, you would love this outfit.
I love it.
And I have to say, your little baby sister, she is so sweet and well-behaved.
Yes.
So you're the big sister now. I know you have an older brother, but how is that being Emerson's older sister?
Nice.
I bet she likes to hang out with you.
Annoying.
What do you play when you spend time with your little sister?
Horses, Legos, and I forget.
She is going to be lots of fun Christmas morning. Well, who do you think will be awake? You or your sister? Who will be up first on Christmas?
Me.
I bet. Is it hard for you to fall asleep on Christmas Eve?
Very.
Very. So tell Santa, it's been a year since we had the chance to talk to you. What grade are you in? And tell us how your school year is going.
I'm in second grade, and I'm 8, and...
How is your school year going so far?
Very good.
Buzz says you study very hard.
So you tell me about Buzz. Is Buzz one of those silly elves that kind of gets into some trouble?
Yes.
Yeah? Tell me a funny Buzz story. Do you have one?
Today when I woke up, Buzz was sitting on my lamp, on my light, and he was just staring at me. When I woke up, I screamed because it scared me.
Oh, my goodness. We'll talk to Buzz about that. We don't want him scaring people.
It's kind of funny to wake up and see an elf, though, right?
Yeah.
So you have this awesome hobby. I always like to hear how you're doing with that. Tell Santa.
I do horseback riding, and I'm now jumping.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Do you jump with a horse?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, old Santa making a joke there.
That's silly Santa, huh?
Yes.
So tell me about that. That sounds so exciting. Do you love doing that?
Yes.
How often do you get to go horseback riding?
Every week.
What's, do you ride the same horse?
No.
What are the names of some of the horses that you're with?
I ride a pony, his name is Leo. I ride a horse, his name is Kyle. I ride another horse, and his name is Blackjack.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of fine horseback riding, Reese.
I bet they're so beautiful. Do you have to help take care of them? Like, do you brush them? And
yeah.
Do they listen? Are they pretty still when you're trying to brush them?
The one that I'm training right now.
You are training him? What do you do?
I'm training the one because he's way too fast. So me and my instructor are trying to lower down his speed.
Wow, I bet you look great. You probably have really good, like, horseback riding boots. And
yeah.
So what kind of it's like a hat you have to wear?
It's a helmet.
Wow. You give those horses a hug from me. Do you take things for them to eat? Get to feed them?
Yes. I take peppermints. In the winter or near Christmas, I take peppermints and candy canes and sugar cubes.
Oh, my goodness. Just like the reindeer, the horse will just love that. Oh.
Sounds like I want those things.
I know. I think Emma would like some of those, too. So, Reese, speaking of reindeer, what do you say?
Is Rudolph nearby?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Here he is, Rudolph. Listen up here.
He's always nearby. He's just waiting to hear his name. Do you do any work, Rudolph?
Well, no, Reese has little something special for Rudolph, Santa. You ready? 1, 2, 3.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw him, you would even say it glows. One of the other reindeer, I used to laugh and call him names. When I ever led poor Rudolph, joining in any reindeer games. But on foggy Christmas Day, Santa's came to say,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
All the reindeer loved him,
and ran out and out with glee.
Yippee!
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, living all alone in history.
Whoa! My goodness, Rudolph! Calm down, Rudolph! Oh, that was wonderful, Rudolph.
Oh, you made Rudolph happy.
He did two flips in the air, Reese.
I bet he'll sleep good tonight, Santa Claus.
Oh, my goodness, yes, he will.
Well, Reese, when you go to sleep and then you wake up Christmas morning, what do you hope to see under your Christmas tree?
American Girl doll horse trailer and the truck that goes with it and Lego Friends, Lego sets, and Misty Inn books, and...
Should we add surprises?
And surprises.
Well, my goodness, yes. Well, let's take a look in the great big book here and find the name Reese Wolf, am I?
All right! It says here that Reese is doing well with her grades school. That's really good. Reese, Buzz is telling me you're coming home with good grades. But it says here that you can improve on showing more respect to your parents. They are really smart and they know what they're talking about. So make sure that you listen to them and give them R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Can you do that?
I promise.
Yes. All right, I got a promise. All right, she's a good girl, Santa Claus.
Well, it's time to look at the workbench here, and oh, my goodness. We certainly have built a lot of things for Reese. Look at these surprises. Look at this one over here. Oh, my goodness. And let's bring her an American Girl doll.
All right.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Reese Wolf a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Reese. Merry Christmas. Whoa!
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Merry Christmas, Reese. Merry Christmas, Miss Anne. Merry Christmas, boys and girls.
Merry Christmas!
Talk to Santa has been sponsored by Foss Jewelers, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, Gracie's Flowers and Gifts, the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, Oberdorf Carpet One, Service First Federal Credit Union, Silver Moon Furniture, Taste of Philly, and Fisher's Boston Pierogies.
Tune in each weeknight at 6 during the holiday season for Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.